Republican U.S. Senator Rob Portman has received the endorsement of several labor groups, including the Teamsters, and he's featuring that support in this television ad.
Take it from this Democrat and proud union guy. Rob Portman fights hard for working families.
The endorsement caught many by surprise. After all, back in 2011, Portman's Democratic opponent in this race, former Governor Ted Strickland, was treated like a rock star when he walked into a rally at the Ohio State House. Strickland was cheered by unions, including Teamsters members, when he joined them in the fight against Senate Bill 5, legislation that took away some union benefits.
This budget crisis is being used as an excuse to destroy organized labor in Ohio. It cannot, it must not happen.
But why are these unions who supported Strickland back then supporting Portman now? If you ask the senator, he'll tell you it's because he champions fair trade and issues that affect hardworking Ohioans. But if you talk to Strickland, he'll give you a different reason. He says it all comes down to one thing, a pension reform bill that Portman has backed and a promise. Strickland points to comments made recently on C-SPAN by Ken Hall, the union's national secretary treasurer and running mate of Teamsters president James Hoffa, when asked why the union is supporting Portman in this contest.
The reason, the sole reason, is because we got a commitment that he would vote for our members on the issue of pension reform.
Strickland says that's unethical.
That's a real problem because, in my judgment, that would be a very serious ethical violation. And it would explain this endorsement, would it not?
For his part, Portman says there's nothing unethical about it. In a teleconference, he tells reporters the top leaders of those unions support him, but he acknowledges some other members within those ranks might still be polling for his Democratic opponent.
Can you find somebody in the Teamsters or, for that matter, with the United Mine Workers or, for that matter, with the Fraternal Order Police or, for that matter, with the International Heavy Equipment Operators, all of whom have endorsed my opponent in the past and are endorsing me, all four of those unions this time, who are going to say something a little different than, you know, what the top people say? I'm sure you can.
To be clear, Strickland still has support of many unions, including the Ohio AFL-CIO, the Ohio Education Association, and the Service Employees International Union of Ohio. But Strickland, who led earlier this year in polling, is behind in polls now. He's been outspent by Portman and groups that back him by a 4-1 margin. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.